So today I want to talk about fear and using fear. So first of all, let's take a look at what this little thing is, fear. As I look at the emails I get from people regarding creating things they want in their lives, whether it's money, relationships, a better job, a car, a boat, a house, a family, friends, a better relationship with their family. Every time I get an email, there's a certain amount of fear involved in what the people are saying. And I notice this, of course, also for myself. I'm not separate from that. I have fears when it comes to creating certain things. I have fears even when it comes to creating my $3.6 million. And one very, at the very top, is very easy to explain. I have a fear that if I already have that, I can no longer see and discover new ways of creating, let's say, money from where I am today. And where I am, in a sense, is where a large part of the population of the world is, or in some category in there. So I feel in my mind that I'm better set exactly right now where I am and discover better ways and easier ways for people and myself to create and bring ourselves out of the place where we are towards the place where we have the things and experiences that we want to have. It's a rational fear and it makes total sense, and in some ways it doesn't make sense. But that's not the point. It's the fear. So what's the point of all these fears? It's like something that we have that limits us. I mean, why do we have fear? If every turn we make and every time we try to move forward, we come across our own fear. And as you think about what's blocking you from getting from point A to point B, whatever it is, I can virtually assure you that it is connected to a fear. The block, whatever it is, will be connected to fear. Its power source will come from a fear. In other words, you'll find something in you that's blocking you from moving forward. Sometimes it's easier to see it in someone else. Sometimes it's easier to see it in perhaps even the person that's doing this kind of writing, the motivational talks and so forth, because these people, like myself, also have fears and also have stumbling blocks and resistance and all kinds of things. But all these things that are holding us, they all get their power from one place, and that's fear. Fear, in a sense, has power. And what is this power? Well, let me tell you, there is only one power, and that's what we now call love. For lack of other words, and it might as well be that word because it's a good word for it. So fear gets its power from love also. It just changes it to a different frequency. In other words, it's a different type of current. In other words, it creates a different type of experience. So I'll go back a little bit to a time when I used to spend a lot of time in meditation and out of my body, trying to figure out how the world works, why we're here, why all this stuff, why do we have fear, why do we have anger, why do we have all this stuff? It doesn't make sense to me. It's all this horrible stuff, and it's actually not horrible. Fear is one of the most sought-after experiences out there. See, where we come from as a soul, as a total being, we don't really have it. We don't have fear. It is something that was created, and it can only really be experienced in certain frameworks, like this three-dimensional framework that we live in and experience a physical body. That's where we can experience fear. And the exhilaration of moving past the fear. So there's two things there. So you're going to jump out of an airplane with a parachute. You got a lot of fear, but as you move past the fear, you jump out, your adrenaline pumps, you get this great big high, you not only experience the flying. Anybody that parachutes will tell you the flying part is only part of the experience. The visual part is only part of the experience. The physical feeling of having the air move past you and you're like a bird and you're up there is only part of the experience. One of the greatest parts of the experience is that sense of fear, that sense of unknowing and experiencing it, but moving along with it. In other words, virtually using it as part of the experience. When we do that with fear, it actually gives us its power. That is the way it is meant to be. Fear, if resisted, pushed away, drains us. Fear accepted and experienced and moved through empowers us. So there we have fear, the energy that creates all the universe, creates everything, that everything comes from love, also creates fear, empowers fear. Fear then becomes part of the experience as we accept it as part of the experience and move with it, through it, along with it. It begins to empower us. All that energy that created it and empowers it flows to us. And it becomes a very powerful and strong experience. At the beginning, when we first jump out of a plane with a parachute, we may have so much fear that we're paralyzed. Again, that's experience of fear and resisting it. It can literally paralyze us. One example of this, years ago, I had to get up in front of people and talk, which generally wasn't a problem for me, and I didn't have any fear till 3 seconds before I got up on stage. Somebody said, "You okay? Not afraid?" And I said, "No." And the minute I said that, I had fear. I got up on stage. I couldn't remember my name. It was the funniest thing because I said, "I am." And that was it. Somebody standing near me off to the side of the stage had to say, "Claus." And I said, "Claus." And that's it. That's all I knew. My first name. I lost everything else. Then he said, "Joel." I said, "Oh, Claus Joel. My name's Claus Joel. I remember now. So, why am I here?" Nothing. My mind went totally blank. That's allowing fear to come in and shut everything down because, in a sense, at that moment, I resisted it. Then, during those moments, I realized what was happening. I was paralyzed with fear, and I started to laugh. And one of the things that made me laugh is because everybody in the audience was sitting there totally blank-faced and with their arms crossed across their chest. Now, if you're in sales, you know that that's a closed person. That's the person that's trying to close off from you. You cross your arms in front of another person, you're closed off. Everybody was like that. And I started to laugh. I thought it was the funniest thing. And as I laughed, my resistance to the fear let go, and I became energized. And then I started to talk, and I don't even know exactly what I was saying anymore, but apparently it was fantastic. This was a sales thing, and the place where I was working hadn't made any sales for quite a while, and that evening when I was on stage and had lost myself because of my fear, and then regained it because I was laughing and I just let go and I felt it and I said, "Okay, oh well, I don't know who I am. Maybe you know who you are." And I just moved on. That was the first night they made sales. And then from there on. The point is, the fear has a reason. We wanted it. We created it. We create scenarios to experience it constantly. That's why the world is so filled with it. Filled with so many scenarios. So many options to experience it. And we can't even get enough of it. We go to horror movies. We watch it in movies. In books. The news. We just can't get enough of it. We've just lost our understanding of it. So, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go back and begin with creating ways where we do our creating involving fear a little bit. Rather than pushing the resistance away, pushing the fear away, embracing it, and doing something, in a sense, regarding what we're going to create, but doing it where it actually affects a certain amount of fear. So my first experiment with that was a little while ago. I had a check in my pocket for about $4,000. And I was moving some money from an account to another account at the same time. And the easiest way to deal with that is to write a check for myself. And it was about $20,000. So I just wrote a check for $20,000 to myself, folded it up into a fold, put it with my other check, which is also folded up, and put it in my pocket. Now, it took me a while to get to the bank because I always got better things to do than stand in line at the bank. And so I had this thing in my pocket. And every time I took something out of my pocket, I had to be careful that I didn't lose the check. I had to check on it. I put my pants on in the morning. I moved my stuff from my old pants to my new ones. I have to make sure that I move my checks over so I don't forget. They don't end up in a wash. Now, the $20,000 one I could easily rewrite, probably. But the other $4,000 one would have been a real hassle if I would have lost it. I would have had to go through a whole ring of maroon to get it back. So I don't want to lose it. So I noticed this little bit of fear. And I was checking my pocket every once in a while to see if it's still there. You know, when I'm reaching in my pocket for money or my credit cards or whatever, I'm checking to make sure it's there. Yep, it's there. Everything's fine. In the morning I put my pants on. I don't so much check to see if I have my keys. I'm checking to see if I have my $24,000 in my bank, in my pocket. Everything's okay. Yeah, we're fine. I go out in the water every day because I live on the water right now in a boat. But I'm out on the water with my two smaller boats every single day, sometimes several times. I work around the boat. I could easily fall in the water. Fall in the water. My other check is going to get all mushy and probably not won't be any good. So I always have to kind of check on it a little bit. So I realized, hey, there's a little bit of fear involved there. I kind of like that. I'm thinking about my money. I'm thinking about the $24,000 I have. I like that. And then I realized, well, I created that $24,000. I created it. And you know what? It didn't even come from my books or writing or any of that. That's really kind of important for me because when I set out to create something, I want it to come to me some manner, but not necessarily through my books, because I use that to help and motivate other people. And so I feel that if I do it through that, it's not really this really creating. I'm just selling you something in a sense. So anyway, to me, that's important that it came from other places. Regardless, there it was in my pocket. I always had to check on it. And I noticed there's a little bit of fear of losing it. And that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. It causes me to think about it more. Think about my $24,000. $24,000, that's a lot of money. I remember back, not so many years ago, I didn't even make that much in a year. Now I have more than what I made in a year sitting in my pocket. That's pretty good. That's a long ways from where I was when I originally started this. That's more money I had than when I was winning the lotteries. Because at that time, yeah, that's more money, more cash money than I had at that time. So it's a fair bit of money. It's a nice chunk of money. I like it. I think about it lots of times during the day when it was in my pocket like that. So then I thought, okay, so now we're connecting the fear and the creating, because here I'd like to create another $24,000. And as long as I see it as mine, another $24,000 will come to me. A few years back, I was creating $10,000. And it took a while to get that $10,000. I mean, it wasn't that long, just a little while. No big deal. We'll talk about that maybe the next time next tape, because there's some fear involved in the length of time something takes to come, and that's okay too. We're going to learn to use that fear also, make it part of us, let it energize us, and therefore, in a sense, help us to create even faster. So, I could take a second break. So here we have this little bit of fear that I have to keep watching. Oh, what I wanted to talk about is that $10,000. I continuously get $10,000. From that first creation of the $10,000, that $10,000 keeps showing up in multiple of ways. Sometimes it shows up in twos, which makes a 20, but it's still two tens. You see, so once we create something, it sort of continues to come. So as we begin to create money and the flow continues on. That's the nice thing about creating and consciously creating, because it continues to flow that way. So it keeps coming. Now, let's go back to this little bit of fear. I thought, okay, so there's this little bit of fear of losing, and that's okay. I mean, we have that fear of losing our money. You know, we create money and we go, is that going to be enough? Am I going to spend it all? Is it all going to go just to the bills and then it's gone? I spent all this time creating it, pay my bills, and now it's all gone. Yeah, my bills are paid, but it's all gone. We have all kinds of these little fears. These little fears are part of the experiences we asked for. And we need those fears, in a sense, to empower us. As we embrace them, they empower us, and they then sort of seem to disappear, but they're not really disappearing, they just become like a circuit. That's the best way to explain it. Just imagine 1,000 wires running into you from a fear. Each one of those wires is a particular fear. Some of them we may never experience, some of them we will experience. Jumping out of an airplane with a parachute is a wire that comes from fear. As we resist it, the energy that comes through that wire and the power and the energy and the source that flows through that wire can cripple us, can lock us up so we can't even move, we can't think, we can't feel. But if we embrace it, it becomes a huge experience. And now the flow of energy through that wire is allowed to flow into us and continues to flow and continues to energize us. Now the wire does not go away. We just don't, after a while, sense it anymore, but it still continues to empower us and it still continues to flow. That's why the people who continue to jump out of airplanes, they still feel a little bit of fear and experience a little bit, but it's more of an empowering fear. It's not quite that strong anymore, but it's still there. But the fact is, it is still as strong. It's just we've become a little desensitized to it, but it's actually still there. You see, the wire's still there. It's just energizing us, empowering us now. So each time we experience one of these fears and experience, we actually experience something we came here to experience, and we then turn it into an empowering source. See, that's a nice analogy, and it's actually how things work. So when we resist all this, when we have fear of actually the fear itself, and we resist it, our whole body becomes bundled up. And you know what? We don't have much power. We've become a person who's pushed around very easily. It doesn't have much self-esteem. Because all these little sources are never really opened up and allowed to flow. But as we experience our fears, each one of those wires slowly gets activated. And over the months and weeks and more of these little wires get activated and flow energy to us. And so as we really reach out and experience life, instead of fearing it, and I can say this because I've held back a lot from experiencing life because of my fear of life, and fear of pain in life, and so forth. So I've held back a lot. But as I stopped holding back and began to experience the fear, I realized something was happening. I just didn't fully understand that I was really getting energized by this fear. And that each one of those continues to energize me till the day I leave here physically from this life. And so the more I walk up to fear, of whatever it be, see, I'm here to experience it. Yes, let me have it. And I go through it, that wire becomes active and now empowers me. So I played a little game over the last couple of weeks. I wrote myself a check, a real check for $1 million. I signed it and dated it. It's a real check. So if I died tomorrow and the lawyer got a hold of the check, like the lawyer that's looking after my death finances and whatever, that lawyer would probably take that check and have his or her assistant take it to the bank and deposit it. Now, this check is that real, and it's in my pocket. And I have to look after it. And I have to pay attention to it. And I realize I have $1 million. There's the check right there. And if I get stupid, it could burn up. I could lose it. I could fall in the water and get all washed up. I could leave it behind and it gets all messed up in the laundry. So there's a little bit of fear of losing it. And that's okay. That's fine. I'm going to experience that little bit of fear of losing it. I'm going to keep it right here in my pocket. I know I got to go to the bank and put it in. But I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to carry it with me. Because wherever I go, I got that check and I have to look after it. Because someone else could, theoretically, get a hold of that check and do something, whatever, illegal with it, and maybe empty out my bank account. Who knows? Either way, I have to look after it. It's right there. I think about it a lot. And I realized two things. I think about it a lot, which I just kept saying about 5 times. And I experienced a little bit of fear. Like I jumped into the boat yesterday, and I sort of slipped a little bit, and my first thought went, oh, I'm going to get my check all wet. I'm going to keep it dry. And it was raining a bit, and I noticed my pants were getting wet, which I usually don't mind getting wet because I really enjoy the rain and the experience of getting wet. It's another one of those things, experiences. As we resist experiences that happen in life, we again do the same thing we do with the fear. We push it away, and one of those wires is closed off. So we'll just go back to what I was saying. The check could get wet because my pants are getting wet, so I got to look after it. It's like a little baby I got to look after. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I got to look after it. Every time I reach in my pocket, because this is where I keep my money, if I have any on me, it's where I keep my credit cards in this front pocket. I got to keep an eye on it. It's mine. I think about it a lot. It's mine. I have it. See, as we think about what we want, as we have it, we create it. And as we have it, we recreate it. Just like the life we're living right now. A lot of days seem very similar to the next day, and that's because we continuously recreate it. We continuously recreate the same things over and over. So once we create something new, like that $1 million, we'll create it again and again. So it's time to cut this recording short, but I want you to think about experiences the same way. Life experiences. There are experiences that we don't consider maybe all that great, but they're like a little wire that as we embrace them and accept them and just experience them, they actually begin to empower us. And as they empower us, they also, it's like a switch opens up and the power and the energy run through that little wire that resembles that experience. And that wire continues to stay there and continues to feed us in a sense, energy empowerment, but experience necessarily doesn't come back. Some of them do because we like to repeat them. So getting wet in the rain, some of us say that's not a good experience. We see it as a cold experience, as a wet, clothes sticking to us. But if we embrace the experience, we're no longer resisting it. See, as we embrace it, the resistance is gone because we're embracing it. As the resistance is gone, the empowerment that lies in that gift can flow to us. Each time we block a fear, we close that wire and we close the energy of empowerment from it. Each time we close ourselves, push away an experience. And I can understand what you're thinking. Well, some experience I'm definitely going to push away. Yes, some experience we don't necessarily want to experience in our lives. That's okay. But there are many that we can experience. And as we learn to open up to them, we learn to open up in a sense to other experiences that we won't necessarily experience by not resisting them. See, we assume that resisting the experience will keep it away from us. No. Resistance alone actually pushes it towards us. It pulls it towards us. The resistance is actually a magnetic that pulls it towards us. So, as we just accept it and say, well, that's an experience, and we can truly emotionally accept it, just letting it go, letting it be, what happens is it actually empowers us. There's a flow through that wire that represents that experience, and the love that creates everything can actually flow through it without us really having to experience that experience. We'll talk about that a little bit more because it's a little bit confusing, but as you look at it for now, with creating and creating money, it's, let's say, do something as far as creating that involves a little bit of fear, not danger. You don't have to put yourself into physical danger, but just creates and reacts a little bit of fear, and then just go with it. Allow yourself to experience that little bit of fear. I'm going to end this recording, but there's more to be said on that. And I'll probably do another recording later on where we'll talk a little bit more about it. Good luck and good creating. Talk to you later.